Viewer discretion is advised. If y'all know y'all can't handle any sort of cursing, profanities, this is not the podcast for you, because I will be using all manner of vocabulary. So if y'all know y'all can't deal with fuck, shit, damn, nigga, bitch, who, all the words, especially the words in PC culture, this is not the podcast for you. This is a viewer discretion. Y'all could view at your own discretion. So, with that being said, enjoy the podcast. Welcome back to the Ignorant Bliss podcast, the first episode of the year. As you already know, I am your host, Trini Hotep. I was supposed to hit you all a few episodes for the year already. I'm saying new year. Understand, dealing with family, and I'm saying you had to make time for family, and also was dealing with some other things. So I'm here now, and I plan to record three episodes today, back to back, because I think what I need to talk about is really needed to be talked about. So as you already know what it is, before we get into today's episode, what I want to really say is this. This is a new year, right? It's 2023, and this is like season 4 of the podcast. What I want people to understand that it's a new year, right? I think the way we go about discussions as black people, or as people in general that engage in quote-unquote cultural discourse or pop culture discourse or online discourse. You know what I'm saying? I think we need to be more intentional about what we speak about. We need to actually use some brain, some smart, some intelligence, some type of thinking. Because I think I've really been analyzing what the hell we've been talking about online as black people. And I've really been trying to grasp what we are talking about, right? In this space, in this social media space, in this realm. And I've really picked up on a few things. We have been having very round table discussions, which is fine. I think people quite don't understand that. That is what humans do. We have discussions about things that we deem important, that we deem we need to have. And it will always be a round table of discussion because that's because we haven't been fixing the issues that we talk about on the round table. Yes, it do get a little bit tedious, a little bit boring to be hearing the same round table of discussions. Yes, I do believe in diversifying or broadening the discussions that we have. But even within the round table of discussions, why people are again so pissed off with having to talk about these things is because the way we talk about it, right? We talk about it very weird. And that goes mostly for the relationship discussions that we've been having online. As you all know, I'm Afro-Caribbean. I live in the Caribbean. Home country is Trinidad and Tobago. And just like how the Caribbean is in the West, in the Western Hemisphere of the world, and Trinidad and Tobago is an Anglophone country, right, an English-speaking country. Yes, we are very much aware, or we are very much influenced by American pop culture to a certain degree. Even though we still have the norms of the Trinidad and Tobago culture that we follow, we still have particular problems in Trinidad and Tobago that could be associated or understood by the wider region. You understand what I'm saying? But I think we need to be more intentional about the discussions we have. And I always try to have discussions from a place of neutrality to a certain degree, nuance to a certain degree, intelligence, you understand what I'm saying? And I try to make sure that people understand what is being said or what it needs to be understood. Yeah, I think that's what we need to start to do from 2023 and beyond. We still in the first month of 2023. So, first episode on the docket that I've chosen to start with is this Passport Bros discussion that has been going on social media a lot, everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Clubhouse, especially. If anybody don't know, Passport Bros is a movement, particularly black men in America or black American men that want to or seek to leave their country of origin, America, and take their passport, use it, go to a different country and find a woman in that country to be with, because the women in America is culturally different, right? Or they don't represent what the men who claim in this movement they want. So this is my thing as I tackle this topic. I have no problems or issues with the passport bros and what they're seeking to do. I am not pressed or mad about it, but I'm going to talk about it because as somebody who is in a sector of media that has a platform that talks about social, societal, cultural issues or discourse or discussions, I talk about it. I have no problem with the passport rules and what they want to do. You understand what I'm saying? What I have a problem with is how we talking about this particular subject. Right? It's weird here, right? So, what is currently going on in the online media space, right? As you all know, this is the modern era. People are modern, right? So, from 1970 to now would be deemed the modern era of things. So, in the realm of relationships, right, we no longer stand by the quote-unquote traditional norms that people used to do back in the day, right? We don't put certain things at the forefront, and that needs to be discussed on its own right, and I will do that in the other episode I have coming up. In the realm of marriage. But yes, so what the passport bros say and what I've been seeing for quite some time is this, is the black men in America say that the black woman there, they don't have the standards that they want. They are not suitable for marriage or whatever they want in terms of a relationship. So they want to use their passport to go to other countries to search for a mate, a wife, a woman to be with. Now here's the thing. The countries that these men typically go to is more Latin or Pacific Islander countries. So Brazil, Dominican Republic, Mexico, the Philippines. But that's not the only places that they go to. They go to other places, of course, but that's the places that the men heavily operating. Now here's my thing. As I talked about in a previous episode about sex tourism and the selective outrage, is this. I don't want anybody to be mistaken by what I'm speaking about today. There's a possibility that some men in the passport bros movement are doing sex tourism. Right, but what I find very interesting is this, is the conflation of sex tourism and the passport bros movement in totality. If the men in the passport bros movement are telling you that what they are trying to do is go to other countries so they could find wives, then I don't understand how you could still try to conflate sex tourism with what they are saying as part of their movement. Now, as you all know, in any movement, in any community, there's always the subsection that does something different than what the norms is. That's just it, right? But every time we having these discussions about the passport, bros, it seems that everybody wants to conflate sex tourism and this particular movement. And what I'm realizing is this, is as I talked about this in the previous episode, it's a sort of selective outrage. Because this is the thing, right? Some of the arguments is this, and I will break down the arguments as we go. First argument is, these men are lames that can't get women in America, so they have to go to another country to get women. Now I'm here like, okay, I don't understand, right? Because I don't think y'all quite understand that the only difference between women in around the world is the cultural aspect of the woman. Women are still universal. So if a man can't get a woman in his home country, I don't know where y'all think he could get a man and a woman anywhere else. You understand what I'm saying? So if some of the passport bros are lames that can't get women in America, I don't know why y'all think they're about to get other. But you see, this is the thing. The sort of American exceptionalism, the sort of American colonial mindset, is that America is superior than every other country. So the mindset of the American bubble that they live in is that America is the best country to live in. America have the best educational system. America have the best intellects. America have the best women, best men. Everywhere else outside of America has lower grade people. What's funny is that America touts itself as a very neutral country in equality and so forth in thinking, but that's not the truth. So in this particular aspect here is that the women that are mad at the passport bros, their mindset on the women outside of America is rather low. And I want women outside of America to listen and understand what's really the maths about this, right? Because all this women's empowerment feminism ends at women's feelings. And I've said it before, women and women, they can't get along when it's time to not get along. Women and their feelings and emotions, when it's involved, that's no woman's empowerment no more. Because you see, the woman that mad at the passport bros in America, they think so low of the woman outside of the country. They think the women have low standards and low expectations down here. So they think that the lames in America could get the women outside of America because, and here's the thing, right? The same people in America that talk about equality and liberalism is the same people that would use terms like third world country and impoverished and eating out of dustbins and selling vagina for $40. Like if nobody in America is doing that. But that's the mindset. And I keep talking about it, and I want people to understand what I'm saying. I'm saying that y'all think so low of people, especially women, in other countries, in developing nations. But that's not even the truth. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all just believe that. You understand?
it's all rather very colonial thinking, very white colonial thinking, and y'all have yet to let go of that shit. But then there's the whole the man just going over there to get sex workers, which is interesting because there have been OnlyFans sex workers telling mad at the men who within the passport bros movement are going over for sex workers, mad that they're going over for sex workers. Wait. I thought y'all support prostitution, online prostitution. Y'all support 18-year-old women and above creating OnlyFans and rubbing their vagina online. Why y'all mad that men going across to other countries to get vagina on the low? That makes no sense, but I get it. It's competition. You don't want the men to spend money on you, not to spend money on the other woman. Funny, contradictory, hypocritical, but I understand. I don't support sex tourism, but what I'm saying is very odd to me that OnlyFans chicks screaming to the high heavens and mad and pressed and want to drag the men for buying vagina across here. That makes no sense to me. But okay. Another talking point is, which I kind of agree with, is that the men who want to leave the country don't know how to fix the problems within their own country of America and are fleeing to find a more easier realm to play in. And I agree, men supposed to be problem solvers, men supposed to be solution based, but I am not mal oppressed at men who want to find what they want to find. I'm on the same wavelength. Hear me out. I currently live in Trinidad and Tobago. I should be dating the woman in Trinidad and Tobago. I have no problem with the woman in Trinidad and Tobago. My last relationship was with a Trini woman. But the woman I'm currently courting is from Canada. She's Canadian. Her background is Afro-Jamaican, right? So the thing about it is this, is I would go wherever the deal is good. That's my thinking, because I already understand where the general society wants to go in, and I want to go counter to that. So I will always go for where the deal is better for me. That's sensible. That doesn't mean I don't want to ever fix the current society or fix my culture or fix my country. That will always be one of the top priorities for me. But when it comes to my personal life and the relationships I want with certain individuals, and my personal relation, romantic relationship, I will always go where the deal is better for me. So, yes, I understand to a certain degree that these men should stay and fix the problems within their own communities before looking to go anywhere else. But I also understand where the passport bros are coming from. You understand what I'm saying? Where they want to find wives. That's what I care about. You understand what I'm saying? But what's interesting to me is that people want to talk about, like, if black men in America are doing a mass exodus out the country, 51% or more is just bugging out the country and leaving high and dry. That's not even true. It's like less than 10%. Anyway, you understand what I'm saying? And people want to make this a hoopla because the men are announcing their departure from the country, and they're letting it be known. And apparently, they're not supposed to do that. They're supposed to just shut up and leave. But what I find very interesting is this, is the diverse movement that has been going on since the early mid-2000s, that had to ramp up in the early 2010s. The woman was announcing their departure from the Communauté Blackistan, as they call it. But nobody had a problem when they was announcing their departure and making comments on the people they're planning to depart from. Dusties, Nakers, Kangs, Bullet Bags, Target Practice. But now that a certain subsection of men are announcing their departure, and they've put a label around their subsection, now people are mad because it's black men doing it. You see, what I find interesting is that when white men was doing their passport roast thing, all it had nothing to say about them. You understand what I'm saying? And listen, nobody can tell me that they were doing it in silence. I have seen white men on YouTube talk about going to this country to date that woman and that woman. Y'all wasn't talking about them. But when black men do it, here comes the... You see? Because the target is on black men back. I understand the target is on the black man's back. It has always been. You know what I'm saying? Has been for 400 years like this. The target has always been on our backs. So I get it. We announce something, people are going to talk about it. But what I want people to understand is that y'all need to have a better nuanced conversation around certain things. In particular with this conversation, we could talk about the many deviations within this movement. Let's talk about the passport bros that are going to seek wives. Let's talk about the passport bros that are looking to seek sex tourism. We could talk about these things. But y'all don't want to talk about these things in the way it's supposed to be talked about. Y'all rather conflate it and talk about all these men trying to seek sex worker. All these men are lames and all these men are and weak and all this kind of thing. And that's what I understand. When it comes to black men, nobody really want to have a nuanced discussion. It's all conflation. That's been going on for quite some time. 50 plus years. That this conflation been going on. You understand what I'm saying? The media been conflating black men experiences and what black men do for a long period of time. So this is nothing new. Right? And you're not gonna gaslight me and tell me I wrong after I drop this shit. You're not gonna tell me that, you understand what I'm saying? Because that's the truth. You all been conflating everything. And I don't nobody tell me nothing. I am a black man, and I will always understand, even though I don't live in a particular place, I will always understand where black men are coming from. Because the conflations happen everywhere for black men. I see it all the time. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, I want you all to have a better conversation surrounding this. Because I have no problem with the passport bros that are looking to seek wives. Because then you're going to talk about where they can seek wives in America. But then we will have to talk about what the current culture dictates about dynamics between men and women for relationships, for marriage, for family. And when we jump to that discussion, y'all also want to conflate that too. Y'all also have a bad faith argument with that too. Bad faith discussion. Right? What a, you know what I'm saying? So let's really think this, right? Is this. Y'all say why the passport bros can't find wives in America. Okay. Mark a question. Is the current American culture, does it promote or incentivize marriage? Does it promote and incentivize women to be wives? Does it promote and incentivize men to be husbands? Does it promote and incentivize families? Does it promote and incentivize community? That is the questions you all have to start asking. But you see, y'all have been having discussions about these particular things that I just said. And then you're saying, but what? I would also do the same particular thing. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I do it differently, right? Because to me, I believe in parting the Red Sea. I'm Moses. You understand what I'm saying? Shout out to the 8%. That is a phrase that me and my good friend Diego from New York has came up with. Shout out to the 8% of women that wanna be wise and wanna have a family. You see, that's how I does move. I'm a needle in the haystack type of dude. So my hunting ground and playing ground is Trinidad and Tobago. I would move around all the women that not about what I want and deal with the women that want what I want. I don't have to necessarily leave the country to do that. Because my mindset is that just because the particular culture and dynamics is what it is, doesn't mean all the women in the country are on that particular wavelength. But the passport bros, they believe that they can't find any wives in America, and that's fine to believe and think so, right? What I'm saying is that I understand, because I want to get the best out of the deal I want. Simple. It's simple as that. And sure, I would like the passport bros to get with black women, melanated women from other countries if they so choose, you understand what I'm saying? But they tend to go for the Latin woman and the Filipino woman and Indonesian woman, you know what I'm saying? And that's fine, that's your choice. But I understand. And nobody kind of want to shame the passport bros who trying to find wives, that they should stay and find a wife in America. If they think that it's more of a chance to get a wife in a other country because the culture is different, that is fine to think and believe and move like this. You understand what I'm saying? For the passport bros that are going across to get sex workers, I don't agree with that. Y'all could have that discussion. I really talk about sex tourism. I don't agree with it. don't side with it. All I'm saying is that y'all can have selective outrage about it. You know what's funny? You know what's funny? Girls Trip 2 about to happen. Right? Girls Trip 2 about to happen. Is y'all about to boycott it because I heard the plot of the movies that they're going to Ghana? Right? I heard the plot of the movies that they're going to Ghana for the trip. Right? So, is the woman going to boycott and also be equal with the sex tourism that is going to go down in Girls Trip 2 when the black woman in America about to head to Ghana for black penis? Or is y'all going to yes queen black girl magic this too? And that is why I say this is selective outrage when y'all talk about sex tourism in any capacity. Because it only goes one direction. It's hypocritical. Selective outrage. It is what it is. But y'all keep doing your thing, man. I'm not pressed or mad at the passport, bros. Do your thing. Find your wives. Will they find your wives? All I find that this discussion surrounded this by particular groups of people are funny, weird, hypocritical, contradictory, and I find it hella dumb. You understand what I'm saying? But anyway, that's the first episode done off the docket. Slide that to the side. Next up, I'll be talking about marriage and the Tia Mari situation. Yes, I was supposed to talk about that a while now, but I'm finally getting around to that. So follow me to the other episode. I'll be talking about Tia Mari and her comments on marriage. And what's really the state of marriage in the current culture. It's crazy and ridiculous, but yeah, we need to talk about this. So y'all already know I am your host, Trini Hotep. Y'all know where to follow me on all my socials: Twitter, Instagram, Clubhouse, at TriniHotep98. You understand what I'm saying? That's where y'all could find me at any time. Twitter, Instagram, Clubhouse. I'm always online. I'm always there. Follow me. Y'all could also follow the Instagram page for this podcast, The Ignorant Bliss Podcast. You understand what I'm saying? Follow the Instagram. Get your updates. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah. See y'all in the other episode, man. As y'all know, always for black people. Peace to y'all, man. Hope y'all have a blessed day.